the book that we were reading for this last month, which I found very entertaining, spoke to Simon Edge about this as well, so more Suffolk links. Anyone for Edmund?
Yes, and it's described as a comic novel, and we've discussed this in the past, really, as to finding those comic novels. We all want something that's going to bring a smile to our face, but it's actually quite difficult to find something that everybody enjoys, because it is quite a subjective thing, I think, humour. But I did find this very entertaining, so I'm glad you did too. And I have spoken to several people, and they've enjoyed it as well. So hopefully it's a good hit with everybody. But it's a very clever book again. It's a mix of reality and fantasy. And I think it's very well handled, because it sort of brings the bizarre nature of some aspects of real life and then accentuates them through the ridiculous circumstances of this story. And of course, we've got the local context as well, because it's inspired by the fact that it's a belief that England's former patron Saint Edmund is buried beneath the tennis courts at the Abbey Gardens in Bury St Edmunds. And so our archaeologists in this story make that discovery that, in fact, he was buried there. And the news leaks out to a parliamentary aide in London, Mark Price, who's keen to further his career. And he thinks that he'll use this information for his own aims. So he suggests to his boss, a culture secretary, that Edmund should be declared the patron saint for the United Kingdom, uniting the four nations. But of course, he needs to find proof that Edmund's got relevance to Scotland, Wales and Ireland. And unfortunately, he ties himself up in knots trying to find those links, and in telling a few untruths along the way as well. So will he be exposed, or will somebody help him in this mess that he's caused? And at the same time as well, we've got the ghost or spirit of Edmund who gets involved in the various events that are taking place, and because he wants to get his profile lifted as well. So he's keen to get his name out there, so he's influencing events for his own advantage. So it's quite silly, it's funny, but it's also quite clever as the author sort of mixing the truths with the fantasy that he's created, sort of mixing what we know about Edmund and the memory and the history of Bury St Edmunds, and also what we know too about the ridiculous nature of Westminster and government. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really lovely, entertaining, pull you along read, and I think the characters were particularly good at making you step into that world and go with the author in this silly tale he was telling you. You know, you believed in the characters.
It wasn't tough to read, was it? It was light, and the touch was beautiful, wasn't it? It just made me smile. I mean, for me as well, the fact that it was local, so we've all talked about the whole idea of Edmund. I think we helped inspire with our campaign to get Edmund as our patron saint as well. He says that at the end of the book. But there's journalists within the book as well, aren't there? So that alongside the MPs and so on, it really did make me smile. I think you've had someone get in touch with their comment, haven't you?
Yes. So John has said, I enjoyed the light nature of the book. It reminded me of Jonathan Coe's What a Carve-Up in its dissecting of British politics and the tone of the writing. While, of course, the events weren't believable, it was good enough to suspend one's disbelief. A good read. But he did also say that he struggled with some aspects towards the end of the book, but I'm not going to mention them because that would give away.
It spoils it all, doesn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
And I would agree with him. There were some aspects that seemed a little far-fetched, obviously. But then I found that I was enjoying the book so much at that point that you really didn't mind. You just went with it. And I think that's a sign of a good book, really.
Yeah, I know Simon was disappointed because this was the 1,000th anniversary of the founding of the Abbey, and the whole idea of the book was going to tie in with that as well. But at least we're able to get a little taste of that event as well through the book. So Simon Edge, Anyone for Edmund. I'm going to come back to you in just...